The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Sunday, April 18th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is the third Sunday of Easter in the Missal. This is liturgical year B, cycle one, and Sunday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. It's hard for us to imagine what it must have been like to be in the room where the disciples had gathered and were now listening to the two who had just returned from Emmaus and were telling them about their experience of the risen Jesus. All of them had to have been pretty excited, full of questions. Then Jesus came and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Now, Jesus wants to have a similar encounter with each of us in prayer. He wants us to know him as our crucified and risen Lord. He wants us to experience him as our advocate with the Father, the one who forgives our sins and reconciles us with the Father. But our expectations for some definitive experience of Jesus may be blinding us to the experience that Jesus wants for us. He may not want to overwhelm us at a particular moment. He does want us to be there in prayer with an open heart. He will fill us with his love in the way that he knows that we need it. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, in union with that divine intention with which you offered to God your praises on earth through your most sacred heart, and now offer them in the sacrament of the Eucharist everywhere, even to the end of time. I most gladly offer you throughout this entire day all my thoughts and intentions, all my affections and desires, all my words and deeds, in imitation of the most holy heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary Immaculate. Amen. And in the month of April, we're joining Pope Francis in praying for those who risk their lives while fighting for fundamental rights under dictatorships, authoritarian regimes, and even in democracies in crisis. Now, today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo De Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
Christ's death as prayer. Jesus Christ transformed his death into verbal form, into a prayer, and in so doing changed the world. As a result, this death is able to be present for us because it continues to live in the prayer, and the prayer runs right down through the centuries. Because Jesus turned death into a proclamation of thanksgiving and love, he is now able to be present down through all ages as the wellspring of life, and we can enter into him by praying with him. Christ does not stand facing us alone. It was alone that he died as the grain of wheat, but he does not arise alone, but as a whole ear of corn, taking with him the communion of the saints. Since the resurrection, Christ no longer stands alone, but is always head and body open to us all. The magnitude of Christ's achievement consists precisely in his not remaining someone else over and against us, who might thus relegate us once more to a merely passive role. He does not merely bear with us, rather he bears us up. He identifies himself with us to such an extent that our sins belong to him and his being to us. Thus, our own life and suffering, our own hoping and loving can also become fruitful in the new heart he has given us.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. It's 5 minutes past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on the third Sunday of Easter, April 18, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. In the midst of the contradictions and perplexities, we must confront each day the din of so many words and opinions. There is the quiet voice of the risen Lord who keeps saying to us, "Peace be with you." Let's pray. We join the whole church now as we begin the liturgical day. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org, a lay apostolate promoting the prayer of the Liturgy of the Hours by all of the faithful, as we join together now in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord is risen.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
To the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen.
King joining in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord, who o'er all things is wondrously reigning. And as on wings of an eagle uplifting, sustaining, have you not seen all that is needful has been sent by his gracious ordaining? Praise to the Lord, who will prosper your work and defend you. Surely his goodness and mercy shall daily attend you. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, as with his love he befriends you. Praise to the Lord, O let all that is in me adore and breath, come now with praises before him. Let the amen sound from his people again, gladly forever adore him.
Alleluia. The stone was rolled back from the entrance to the tomb. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
The stone was rolled back from the entrance to the tomb. Alleluia.
I will give you glory, O God, my King. I will bless your name forever.
I will bless you day after day and praise your name forever. The Lord is great, highly to be praised. His greatness cannot be measured.
Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendor and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works.
They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might. They will recall your abundant goodness. Age to age shall ring out your justice.
The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How good is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia. The stone was rolled back from the entrance to the tomb. Alleluia. Alleluia. Woman, who is it you are looking for? Why do you seek the living among the dead? Alleluia.
Alleluia. Woman, who is it you are looking for?
Why do you seek the living among the dead? Alleluia.
All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God.
To make known to men your mighty deeds and glorious splendor of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia. Woman, who is it you are looking for? Why do you seek the living among the dead? Alleluia. Alleluia. Do not weep, Mary. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Do not weep, Mary. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia.
The Lord is faithful in all his words, and loving in all his deeds. The Lord supports all who fall, and raises all who are bowed down.
The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live.
The Lord is just in all his ways and loving in all his deeds. He is close to all who call him, who call on him from their hearts.
He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and he saves them. The Lord protects all who love him, but the wicked he will utterly destroy.
Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name forever, for ages unending.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, be near to all who call upon you in truth and increase the dedication of those who revere you. Hear their prayers and save them that they may always love you and praise your holy name.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Do not weep, Mary. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia.
My whole body rejoices. Alleluia.
With all my strength, I will praise my God. Alleluia.
From the Book of Revelation. I, John, watched while the Lamb broke open the first of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures cry out in a voice like thunder, "Come forward." To my surprise, I saw a white horse. Its rider had a bow, and he was given a crown. He rode forth victorious, to conquer yet again. When the Lamb broke open the second seal, I heard the second living creature cry out, "Come forward." Another horse came forth, a red one. Its rider was given power to rob the earth of peace by allowing men to slaughter one another. For this he was given a huge sword. When the Lamb broke open the third seal, I heard the third living creature cry out, "Come forward." This time I saw a black horse, the rider of which held a pair of scales in his hand. I heard what seemed to be a voice coming from in among the four living creatures. It said, "A day's pay for a ration of wheat and the same for three of barley, but spare the olive oil and the wine." When the Lamb broke open the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature cry out, "Come forward." Now I saw a horse sickly green in color. Its rider was named Death, and the netherworld was in his train. These four were given authority over one quarter of the earth, to kill with sword and famine and plague and the wild beasts of the earth. When the Lamb broke open the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the spirits of those who had been martyred because of the witness they bore to the word of God. They cried out at the top of their voices, "How long will it be, O Master, holy and true, before you judge our cause and avenge our blood among the inhabitants of the earth?" Each of the martyrs was given a long white robe, and they were told to be patient a little while longer until the quota was filled of their fellow servants and brothers to be slain, as they had been. When I saw the Lamb break open the sixth seal, there was a violent earthquake. The sun turned black as a goat's hair tent cloth, and the moon grew red as blood. The stars in the sky fell crashing to earth like figs shaken loose by a mighty wind. Then the sky disappeared as if it were a scroll being rolled up. Every mountain and island was uprooted from its base. The kings of the earth, the nobles and those in command, the wealthy and powerful, the slave and the free, all hid themselves in caves and mountain crags. They cried out to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us! Hide us from the face of the one who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. The great day of their vengeance has come. Who can withstand it?"
I heard the voices of those who had been slain crying out from under the altar, "Why do you not avenge our blood?" The Lord answered, "Be patient a little while longer until the full number of your brothers joins you. Alleluia." They were given white robes to wear, and he said to them, "Be patient a little while longer until the full number of your brothers joins you. Alleluia."
The second reading from the First Apology in Defense of the Christians by St. Justin Martyr. No one may share the Eucharist with us unless he believes that what we teach is true, unless he is washed in the regenerating waters of baptism for the remission of his sins, and unless he lives in accordance with the principles given us by Christ. We do not consume the Eucharistic bread and wine as if it were ordinary food and drink, for we have been taught that as Christ Jesus our Savior became a man of flesh and blood by the power of the Word of God, so also the food that our flesh and blood assimilates for its nourishment becomes the flesh and blood of the incarnate Jesus by the power of his own words contained in the prayer of thanksgiving. The apostles, in their recollections, which are called gospels, handed down to us what Jesus commanded them to do. They tell us that he took bread, gave thanks, and said, "Do this in memory of me. This is my body." In the same way, he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "This is my blood." The Lord gave this command to them alone. Ever since then, we have constantly reminded one another of these things. The rich among us help the poor, and we are always united. For all that we receive, we praise the Creator of the universe through his Son, Jesus Christ, and through the Holy Spirit. On Sunday, we have a common assembly of all of our members, whether they live in the city or in the outlying districts. The recollections of the apostles or the writings of the prophets are read as long as there is time. When the reader has finished, the president of the assembly speaks to us. He urges everyone to imitate the examples of virtue we have heard in the readings. And we all stand up together and pray. On the conclusion of our prayer, bread and wine and water are brought forward. The president offers prayers and gives thanks to the best of his ability, and the people give their assent by saying, "Amen." The Eucharist is distributed. Everyone present communicates, and the deacons take it to those who are absent. The wealthy, if they wish, make a contribution, and they themselves decide the amount. The collection is placed in the custody of the president, who uses it to help the orphans and widows and all who are for reasons in distress, whether because they are sick, in prison, or away from home. In a word, he takes care of all who are in need. We hold our common assembly on Sunday because it is the first day of the week, the day on which God put darkness and chaos to flight and created the world. And because on that same day, our Savior Jesus Christ rose from the dead. For he was crucified on Friday, and on Sunday he appeared to his apostles and disciples and taught them the things that we have passed on for your consideration. When he was about to pass from this world to the Father, Jesus established a memorial of his death.
He gave us the sacrament of his body and blood. Alleluia.
He gave us his body as food, his blood as drink, and said, "Do this in memory of me."
He gave us the sacrament of his body and blood. Alleluia.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father,
all creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope,
and we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. May your people exalt forever, O God, in renewed youthfulness of spirit, so that rejoicing now in the restored glory of our adoption, we may look forward in confident hope to the rejoicing of the day of resurrection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
Minutes past the hour on the third Sunday of Easter, April 18th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Thank you.
high. On the wings of the eagle we shall fly. We will rise, lifted high. On the wings of the eagle we shall fly. We will rise.
Actually, an ascension song, but that's coming soon enough. That's Trevor Thompson, Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise. 26 minutes before the hour, it's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on the third Sunday of Easter, April 18th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the two disciples who were on their way to Emmaus and encountered the risen Lord have hurried back to Jerusalem, and they're meeting with the other apostles now. It's from the 24th chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
They told what had happened on the road, and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. As they were saying this, Jesus himself stood among them.
Peace to you.
But they were startled and frightened, and supposed that they saw a spirit.
Why are you troubled? And why do questionings rise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bones as you see that I have.
And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and wondered, he said to them,
"Have you anything here to eat?"
They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them.
These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled.
Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures.
Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find all of the daily Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. Time to pray. We join the whole church now. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, a lay apostolate promoting the prayer of the Liturgy of the Hours by all of the faithful as we join together in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. For thee and him. mystery so bright. Crown him the Lord of heaven, enthroned in worlds above. Crown him the King to whom is given the wondrous name of love. Crown him with many crowns as thrones before him fall. Crown him, ye kings, with many crowns, for he is King of all.
The Lord is King, robed in splendor, alleluia.
The Lord is King, robed in splendor, alleluia.
The Lord is King with majesty enrobed. The Lord has robed himself with might. He has girded himself with power.
The Lord is King, robed in splendor, alleluia.
The world you made firm, not to be moved. Your throne has stood firm from of old. From all eternity, O Lord, you are.
The Lord is King, robed in splendor, alleluia.
The waters have lifted up, O Lord. The waters have lifted up their voice. The waters have lifted up their thunder.
The Lord is King, robed in splendor, alleluia.
Greater than the roar of mighty waters, more glorious than the surgings of the sea, the Lord is glorious on high.
The Lord is King, robed in splendor, alleluia.
Truly your decrees are to be trusted. Holiness is fitting to your house, O Lord, until the end of time.
The Lord is King, robed in splendor, alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
All power and all authority in heaven and on earth have been given to you, Lord Jesus. You rule with decrees that are firm and trustworthy. Be with us always, so that we may make disciples whose holiness will be worthy of your house.
The Lord is King, robed in splendor, alleluia.
All creation will be freed, all peoples will know the glory and freedom of God's children. Alleluia.
All creation will be freed. All peoples will know the glory and freedom of God's children. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you host of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
All creation will be freed. All peoples will know the glory and freedom of God's children. Alleluia.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
All creation will be freed. All peoples will know the glory and freedom of God's children. Alleluia.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth bless the Lord. You springs bless the Lord. Seas and rivers bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
All creation will be freed. All peoples will know the glory and freedom of God's children. Alleluia.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
All creation will be freed. All peoples will know the glory and freedom of God's children. Alleluia.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious, and exalted above all forever.
All creation will be freed. All peoples will know the glory and freedom of God's children. Alleluia.
The name of the Lord is praised in heaven and on earth. Alleluia.
The name of the Lord is praised in heaven and on earth. Alleluia.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his host.
The name of the Lord is praised in heaven and on earth. Alleluia.
Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, shining stars. Praise him, highest heavens, and the waters above the heavens.
The name of the Lord is praised in heaven and on earth. Alleluia.
Let them praise the name of the Lord. He commanded, they were made. He fixed them forever, gave a law which shall not pass away.
The name of the Lord is praised in heaven and on earth. Alleluia.
Praise the Lord from the earth, sea creatures and all oceans, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy winds that obey his word.
The name of the Lord is praised in heaven and on earth. Alleluia.
All mountains and hills, all fruit trees and cedars, beasts wild and tame, reptiles and birds on the wing, all earth's kings and peoples, earth's princes and rulers, young men and maidens, old men together with children.
The name of the Lord is praised in heaven and on earth. Alleluia.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he alone is exalted. The splendor of his name reaches beyond heaven and earth.
The name of the Lord is praised in heaven and on earth. Alleluia.
He exalts the strength of his people. He is the praise of all his saints, of the sons of Israel, of the people to whom he comes close.
The name of the Lord is praised in heaven and on earth. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, extolled in the heights by angelic powers, you are also praised by all earth's creatures, each in its own way. With all the splendor of heavenly worship, you still delight in such tokens of love as earth can offer. May heaven and earth together acclaim you as King. May the praise that is sung in heaven resound in the heart of every creature on earth.
The name of the Lord is praised in heaven and on earth. Alleluia.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. God raised up Jesus on the third day and granted that he be seen not by all, but only by such witnesses as had been chosen beforehand by God, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and to bear witness that he is the one set apart by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets testify, saying that everyone who believes in him has forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Alleluia, alleluia.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Alleluia, alleluia.
You have risen from the dead.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Alleluia, alleluia.
It was ordained that Christ should suffer, and on the third day rise from the dead. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophet he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
It was ordained that Christ should suffer, and on the third day rise from the dead. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Christ is the Lord of life, raised up by the Father. In his turn, he will raise us up by his power. Let us pray to him, saying, Christ our life, save us. Lord Jesus, shining light in the darkness, you lead your people into life and give our mortal nature the gift of holiness.
May we spend this day in praise of your glory.
Christ our life, save us. Lord, you walk the way of suffering and crucifixion.
May we suffer and die with you and rise again to share your glory.
Christ our life, save us. Son of the Father, our Master, and our Brother, you have made us a kingdom of priests for our God.
May we offer you our joyful sacrifice of praise.
Christ our life, save us. King of glory, we look forward to the great day of your coming in splendor,
that we may see you face to face and be transformed in your likeness.
Christ our life, save us.
Now let us offer together the prayer our Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
May your people exalt forever, O God, in renewed youthfulness of spirit, so that rejoicing now in the restored glory of our adoption, we may look forward in confident hope to the rejoicing of the day of resurrection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
It's Sunday, the Lord's Day. If you are able, be sure to get to Mass, receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Sunday edition of Morning Air next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central or on the app. Make it a great and holy day and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.